I went to the Army Careers Office when I was 14. I actually went in and said I wanted to be
14.
Yeah, my parents, you know. So I basically asked whether I could be a sniper in the SAS or a tank commander. They turned around and were like, oh, you can't do any of those three, but you can go to Harrogate, or I also got told there was a boarding school as well. So, I mean, ever since then, I basically went to uni and then ended up going to Sandhurst. And from then on, as soon as I was able to join the RTR, which was when I was in juniors at Sandhurst, I've never really looked back. So I just think the job, the thrill, the guys, the community, everything, yeah, it's basically like a big family. I mean, it was quite different to my normal day-to-day activities. I did a lot of dancing, etc. And my ballet teacher actually thought I was going crazy when I said I wanted to leave and join the army. And
so yeah. what was the draw towards tanks then?
Basically armour, heavy armour. I wanted to be, you know, the excitement of being a tank commander and being in charge of that much kit. And I just genuinely think it's one of the coolest jobs. I mean, that or being an Apache pilot, you know. it was one of the two, and it was always, yeah.
Didn't fancy the army air corps though?
No, I went with RTI in the end. But yeah, I don't know, just the camaraderie, actually, at the end of the day, it's definitely something that drew me towards it. Some individuals don't like change.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah, absolutely.
But again, that's because, you know, they've done 15, 20 years, and for them to potentially think of a female joining a combat arm or whatever might be, you know, absurd to them. Yeah. Our generation, I'm talking about my generation, you know, I've got, you know, an older sister and younger brother, and I especially think of, you know, people that are coming now, not necessarily millennials, but I think we don't really consider that too much of a drama. Mm-hmm. So it's not a big deal to us. You know, I think there was some individuals that disliked it more than others, but the majority of people, you know, didn't really give me any
trouble. It's crazy. I mean, you know, for forever now, we've had, you know, women on the front line. We've had dog handlers, yeah, medics. For us in the RTR, it was always, you know, the Remi. I mean, the Remi were always there. We had recce mechs who were female, so front line dragging your tank out when you got ditched or had a broken, yeah, down or something. So
this was my main point, was everyone was saying, you know, combat arms, blah, blah, this, that. And I just thought, you know, there's some individuals there, some females that, you know, never get mentioned. And, yeah, you know, we've had females on the front line for ages. Yeah. And it's not just me coming along and doing this now. There's been people that obviously haven't been mentioned in that. So that's why I've never made it that much of a big deal, because it's not.
But there's a picture of you on a station somewhere with Portrait of Britain winner or something like,
yeah,
that.
So I'll tell you a funny story. So we were discussing the Portrait of Britain earlier, and basically my mum was super proud, and she actually found out sooner than I did, because it was on a billboard in Reading, and she stood there with her flip phone and tried to get a photo, but unfortunately she was too slow the first time round, so had to wait another 20 minutes to try and get another photo. She didn't manage to get one, but she said apparently I wouldn't mind. Yeah.
How did you find driving?
I loved driving, yeah. Like, really, really enjoyed driving, and our instructors were pretty cool too. Yeah, I had a really good time.
See,
actually,
I hated driving. I did it for a year, and I just didn't. It was one of those things. I suppose, don't forget, this was Chieftain as well, so it was like you forever in the back decks, covered in oil, and it was a horrible job.
Really?
So I much preferred, you know, commanding and all the rest of it. But
we had a good time. That's mainly down to our instructors. I mean, I'm not just saying this again, because I wouldn't mention it if not. But my instructors on phase two were fantastic.